Okay, good evening. We're continuing with our 3 minutes of Tehillim. We're up to Perek Hey, the fifth Perek. Continuing with David HaMelech on the run from Avshalom. The theme of this Perek is David is condemning the insincere people. People who lie, who speak falsely, not necessarily Avshalom himself, but his adversaries and the people who advised the enemies and the different people who lied and tried to get David HaMelech in trouble. And more than that, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Perek, he asks Hashem to make sure that he leads David to finding the truth. Sometimes there's a lot of noise out there in the world, there's a lot of false narratives, and we get confused. And David HaMelech is saying, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please Hashem, lead me to the truth, lead me to the Emes. And the model of this Perek, very interestingly, it's broken up into two basic parts. The beginning is praise for God, Shevach, and the latter part is Bakasha, is request, and that's exactly how we model our tefillos in general. Where do we know these words from? So, pasuk ches actually appears in the beginning of our davening in Matovu, right after the first verse of Matovu. We say va'ani barov chastecha, right? As for me, in your great kindness, avo beisecha, I will enter your house. Ishtachave el heichal kadshecha birasecha, I will prostrate myself toward you or before you in your holy sanctuary in awe of you. And it's interesting, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simin Yud Beis Os Yud Aleph cites this pasuk. He says the mitzvah larutz, it's a mitzvah to rush, kishaholich lebeis haknesses or lebeis hamedrish or leshar mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to run, to do any mitzvah, to go to the shul, to go to the beis medrash. However, he says once you get there, you have to take a moment, take a breather, and not walk in a rush. He says, "Avo besocha beis haknesses, ubesocha beis hamedrash, osur larutz ubevo lefnei haPesach." It's forbidden to rush in there. I was guilty of that today. I came a little late. I was looking for my things, but we're supposed to get it, come in benachas and take a breather and to recognize. He says that we should actually read this pasuk. He says, "Vayomer haPasuk, va'ani berov chastecha," that I have the privilege to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come into a shul, to daven with a minyan, to see other Jews, to see other Yidden, how much of a presence of mind we have to have. And just to appreciate that moment, Baruch Hashem, I'm coming into a shul, like just to take a moment, and that's the pasuk he says to read. And I was just thinking, what does it mean, va'ani, right? And as for me, maybe sort of a derech drush, we can understand it, that va'ani, with me, my little self, with all my struggles, with all my strengths, where I am right now, Hashem is bringing me into his house, right? Hashem welcomes us into his home as we are. Wherever we're holding in life, whatever we're distracted with, whatever we're struggling with, whatever we're succeeding, we're not succeeding, whatever our weaknesses are, Hashem wants me. Hashem loves me. And that's the moment that I walk into a shul, I have to just take all that noise, place it outside, appreciate the moment, and think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and feel how wonderful it is to be a Jew.